So many people have so much to say about the women of today. You got these men out here trying to dictate what women should be like. You have other women dictating what women should be like. The women of today. Let me tell you something. The women of today, all I'm gonna say is just one thing, and that's just we have way too much access. Way too much access to a lot of shit. We have way too much access to shit that our grandmamas ain't have. We have way too much access to the shit that our aunties didn't have. We have way too much access to shit that our mothers didn't even have at one point in time. In today's world, we have way too much access. A lot of us, we have jobs now. A lot of us have careers. A lot of us are educated. In fact, Black women are the most educated group of people in the United States. Second to white men. We're the most educated. We got more degrees. We have more credentials. We have more skills. Our employment prospects are definitely very high. However, we're not the most healthiest of people. What comes with having so much money and with having so much access, there comes problems. And these are problems that if we're not educated about, if we're not prepared to take on, they will manifest itself into a disease. I've been listening to a rapper by the name of Nas. I've been listening to his album, King's Disease. He came out with a King's Disease trilogy. I have King Disease 1, King Disease 2, and King Disease 3. And I have to say that I love all three of those albums. I'm able to listen to those albums from beginning to end with no skips on neither one of those albums at all. I consider those albums very spiritual and very esoteric. I always say, if you're a Black woman and you are at the height of your prime, I recommend you guys listen to those three albums. Listen to King's Disease Trilogy by Nas. What I also recommend women to do is to start reading books. Start reading books on very successful people and how they reached the pinnacle that they reached. And I also want for us to start reading about people who did reach success and how they had a downfall. Because in today's world, you have men looking at us and are like, these modern women of today, they have access to social media and, feminism, and they believe that, they don't need a woman, they don't need a man, and they're hyper independent and yada 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 yada, right? Let me tell you, the modern woman, we are not independent because we want to be. We are independent because we have to be. Let me say that again, because I know what I just said is going to offend people. It's going to piss people off, and I don't give a fuck. But this is the truth, and the truth is a hard pill to swallow. Just like motherfuckers don't like taking any medications because it tastes nasty and it's hard to swallow. Well, so the fuck is the truth. So let me just say what I just said again. The modern woman, especially Black women, are not independent because we want to be. We are independent because we have to be. Let me tell you something. The way that you would think that there's a lot of women like me out there who, you know, we didn't want to be independent. Let me tell you something. I didn't want to be independent. I did not want to be independent. I wanted to be taken care of. I wanted to be a motherfucking pillow princess. I wanted to get my coochie sucked and get fucked every motherfucking day. And I have to worry about bringing home a paycheck. I wanted the man that I was with to bring home a paycheck and me sit on my motherfucking ass and cook dinner butt naked in the motherfucking apron all fucking day. That was what I wanted to do. However, that is not what happened. And life had other plans. I couldn't depend on anybody. I couldn't depend on a man to take care of me. I couldn't depend on a man to take care of me. I had to be independent because the man that I was looking up to take care of me was not capable of doing so. I didn't grow up with a father. I grew up in a system. I didn't grow up with a father. I didn't have the luxury of having men take care of me. Even growing up as a child, I didn't have that luxury. So the way that these men love to say what a woman should be, or that women are just way hyper independent, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Okay? Because the same, y'all same niggas that's out there talking shit ain't capable of taking care of the woman. Ain't capable of taking care of a woman no motherfucking way. Ain't capable of doing so. You asking a woman what the hell? You got this, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the table? I'm gonna tell you something. I know what I bring to the table, and that's my motherfucking self, bitch. The fuck you bring to the table? What I bring to the table is me and everything that encompasses me, such as my motherfucking establishment, my beautiful ass attitude, my empathetic and caring ass ways, the fact that I know how to take care and hold some motherfucking shit down. That's what the fuck I bring to the goddamn table, nigga. What the fuck you bring to the goddamn table? And men get up in arms and get, when you start bringing that type of to them. See, let me tell you something. I've been hearing a lot, right? That men don't want to love a woman. They want to respect a woman. No, men don't want love from a woman. I'm sorry. Men don't want love from a woman. They want respect from a woman. That's what they want. And while that may be true, while that may be right, what women want from a man is love. And if you can't give that, then how the fuck are you going to get respect? Let me tell you something. Just like men suffer from king's disease, women can suffer from something called queen's disease. Like I said, women of today, we have too much access. We have too much access to stuff. we could do things that women of yesteryear couldn't do, such as, you know, we have careers, we have jobs, we have businesses, we're entrepreneurs, we have, like I said, we have careers, we're educated, you know, we have a way of making something, we have a way of making nothing out of something, and we don't have to depend on a man to do so. However, with all of that access does come consequences. And I say that because with all of that, do we ever have the time to really sit and really figure it out what it is that we look for when we think of our relationships, how we deal with people, how we deal with one another? Do we ever sit back and realize, like, you know, what is it that I want from myself? How do I want to take care of myself? What is it that I need to do health-wise to make sure that I'm able to sustain the life that I live? You know, do we ever get a chance to check in with ourselves? Do we ever get a chance to give back to ourselves so we could be able to give back to those that matter? And do we ever think to consider what it is that we need to do so to give back to those that matter? What really matters in life? What is the morale and what is the value of the things that we need or that we have? Let me tell you something. I'm at a point in my life now where I have the means to take care of myself and do everything that I ever want to do in life. If I want to travel, I can do that. If I want to buy whatever it is that I want to buy, I can do that. If I want to live in a life of luxury, I can do that. I make good money. And not only do I make good money, but I make a lot where I spend a lot. However, one of the things that I've come to realize is that my health is being jeopardized. And I say that because I've been dealing with issues such as, you know, I've been dealing with weight issues. I've been dealing with skin issues. I've been dealing with, feeling tired and fatigued a lot. I've been having access to all the foods that I never could imagine having access to, and I've been overeating. But recently, I had to literally change my diet because of the foods that I was eating was making me sick. See, what a lot of women don't understand is there's a such thing as having Queen's disease. And I call it Queen's disease because just like what Nas said in this album, you know, just by doing too much, just by having too much and doing too much, you can acquire King's disease. Same thing goes for a woman. Just by doing too much and having too much, you can acquire Queen's disease. And Queen's disease can be mental issues, physical issues, emotional issues, spiritual issues even. When was the last time any woman truly decided that, let me take care of myself. Let me just step away from the things that I have and the things that I acquire. And let me just do without for a little bit and humble myself and bring myself down and really sit back and figure out what would happen if I didn't have all of these things. Would I still be able to be good? Would I still be able to be happy? Will I still have gratitude? Having Queen's disease comes from the lack of gratitude. And so I want people to understand that you can have quality without the quantity. It's quality over quantity. And I say that because a lot of people want to acquire so much stuff want to have so much stuff, but don't want to have the things that truly matter. You know, people want clothes, shoes, hair, nails, jewelry, electronics. People want to have all of this stuff, food and all of this stuff. But with what's the meaning of having all of that when you don't have your health? What's the meaning of having all of that when you don't have your sanity? What's the meaning of all of that when you don't have your feelings in check? What's the meaning of all of that when you cannot have proper and conducive relationships? What's the meaning of all of that when you're not grounded? What's the meaning of all of that when you don't have a security net with God, or when you don't have your spirituality in check where you can look forward to a higher purpose? What's the meaning of having all of these things when you don't even have yourself? Another thing with having Queen's disease is, I noticed that a lot of us women, we're having way more access to dick than ever before. And what I mean by that is the beauty standards. You know, a lot of women are getting BBLs, a lot of women are getting enhancements done, and you're attracting a lot of dick. You know what I'm saying? But what's the point of having all of that dick when you have nothing to show for it? A lot of women will have relationships with men, and there's no purpose behind those relationships. A lot of these women will get in relationships with men, and they be abusive, toxic, transactional, energy draining, just bad vibes all around, right? But you attract in these type of relationships when you don't even have yourself in fucking check. You know what I'm saying? You can't even seem to fathom, why do I keep attracting ain't shit ass men? When your shit is not even in check. Attraction attracts attraction. So with that being said, who you are is what you will attract. If you are a toxic, evil ass bitch and all you do is live for clout, live for the hype, live for the drama, live for the materialistic things, live for the transactional things and whatnot, you're going to attract ain't shit ass people because you're an ain't shit ass person. A lot of ain't shit ass bitches is having access to too much dick. And you go on TikTok and you find these women who sitting here talk about, you know, why is it so hard for the pretty bitches to get men? Why is it so hard for pretty women to get men? Pretty women who keep themselves up and look pretty. No, bitch. No. No, no, and fucking no, no. What happened is, real men can see past the lace fronts, they can see past the makeup, they can see past the lashes, they can see past the nails, they can see past the surgical enhancements, they can see past all of that and realize and tell that you're just an ain't shit ass bitch. You can't hold a conversation for one, you can't hold down shit for two, and you can't establish nothing for three. So you being a pretty bitch, that's all you can fucking offer. You can't offer nothing else. A lot of these men will literally, you will attract these men, and then when they sit next to you, and then when they start talking to you and start providing something of substance, you can't even provide nothing of substance back. So it's like, well, what the fuck? So then they sitting here, they going on TikTok and they're like, oh, well, why is all these plain Janes and all these ugly bitches attracting men? Because these plain Janes and these ugly bitches can offer something of substance. They have something that you don't. And that is substance. They can hold a conversation. They can hold something down. And they can provide equilibrium, something that you cannot do as a pretty bitch. Now, I'm not saying that all the pretty bitches are dumb, because that's not what I'm saying. You have women who love to look beautiful, who love to keep themselves up, but they know that there's more to them than just beauty. A lot of women are just eating too much. One of the things that I noticed during the pandemic is that there's more fat bitches in this motherfucking country than ever before. There's more fat bitches in this country than ever before. Let me tell y'all something, okay? As someone who loves to eat, because I love to fucking eat, let me tell you something. I done been through so many motherfucking diets. Let me tell you something. I done been through the keto diet. I done been through the Mediterranean diet. I done been through the starvation diet. I done been through the getting fat and thick diet. And now I'm on a pescatarian diet. I'm on a pescatarian diet. The pescatarian diet is when you just eat fish as your meat source. And then, of course, you eat like a vegetarian. You eat fruits and you eat vegetables and you eat things that come from the earth. And you eat healthy shit. You just don't eat meat such as pork, beef, chicken, wild game, poultry. You know, pescatarians, they can't eat, they can eat a little dairy, whether that be like eggs. But with me, I'm a little bit more stricter on my pescatarian. Like, I'll eat eggs, and that's just as far as I'll go. Like, because I'm very technical with my diet, I know that I can't have lactose and I can't have casein. And them is the two products that are in a lot of dairy products, such as, like, I don't drink milk. I'll drink, you know, plant-based milk, such as almond milk, but I drink coconut milk. Coconut milk is the number one milk I drink. I drink nothing but coconut milk. Now, that's the only type of milk I drink. Nonetheless, as women, we have to start putting our health first. And that's not to say we haven't been doing that, because we have. But I'm just saying we really got to start taking it serious. And we have to stop going by these little health trends, these so-called health trends that you see on TikTok and shit like that. No, find what works for you. What you need to do is go to a fucking doctor and get a blood test. Get a blood test and get a genetics test. That's when you'll find out what the fuck is really going on with your shit. Because if you get the blood test and you get the genetics test, that's when you'll find out, damn, I'm really fucked up in the game. And then you'll want to start taking your health into your own hands. Don't go off of what the fuck somebody said on social media about what the fuck to do with your health. Fuck that shit. You can't listen to people on the internet any motherfucking way. Go by what works for you. But we're eating too much, and that's also the symptom of Queen's disease. Stop eating too fucking much all the fucking time. Eat healthy. Shit, eat some fruits and some damn vegetables and detox your motherfucking self. That's another thing too. It is okay to fucking detox. A lot of us don't fucking detox, and it's too fucking much. You got to cleanse yourself and you got to change your motherfucking life. You got to detox. It's okay to step away from social media. It's okay to step away from hanging around people all the motherfucking time. It's okay to step away from all of the external forces so you can find yourself within and gain some introspection within. It's okay to connect with God, and it's okay to cherish and honor your ancestors. And it's okay to cut people the fuck off when you realize 2 + 2 ain't equaling 4. You gotta cleanse your motherfucking life. It's okay to do that. It's motherfucking okay. You gotta protect yourself, because at the end of the day, that's all the fuck you got is yourself. Another thing that we have to do as women, we gotta be honest with ourselves. We have to be honest with ourselves. One thing that I've gotten honest with myself is the fact that, let me tell you something. I know I can't get every man. And I know I'm not the prettiest bitch on earth. I'm not the prettiest bitch on earth. I'm not the sexiest bitch on earth. I know that. I'm real with myself about that. However, I'm also honest with myself to know that I'm very intelligent. I'm an intelligent human being, and I'm weird as fuck, and I'm awkward as shit. And sometimes when I speak, I have a hard time, I have a hard time conveying my words into certain points sometimes. And I'm aware of that. But at the end of the day, I know that I'm a real ass motherfucking person, and I'm a down to earth person too. And I'm an introvert as well. I'm an introvert. Let me tell you something. I'm not the type of person that be all up in motherfuckers' faces. I don't have friends. I don't have a clique, and I don't give a shit. I don't give a shit. That's not what makes me go to sleep at night. And that's not what gets me paid either. What gets me paid is the fact that I'm educated. I'm always up in my skills. I'm always learning. I keep my head in the books. I don't be out in these motherfucking streets partying. I don't go to parties. I don't go to clubs. I don't care about none of that shit. I'm in the house. I go to work. I come home. I go to work. I come home. That's what the fuck I do. And it keeps me safe. It keeps me grounded. And it keeps my bank account on full. It keeps food in my fridge. And it keeps me sane. It keeps me happy. It keeps me healthy. We got to be honest with ourselves as women. Whenever I see women that's always out there in the streets and that's always around people and that's always around people, them is the type of women that I know that always be in some shit. I'm not saying that it's wrong to have friends. It is not wrong to have friends. You got to at least have one or two or three motherfucking friends. But if you got, let me tell you something. I stay away from women that got a group of five or more friends. If you have five or more friends, I cannot fuck with you. You're not my friend. Because I guarantee you that none of them bitches you fuck with ain't your friends either. And you probably always in some fucking shit. Let me tell you something. There ain't nothing wrong with being a queen. You gotta be a queen. You gotta hold your shit down. As a woman, especially in this day and age, so much is on the line. We have so much more to gain, but we have a whole lot to lose if we don't check our motherfucking selves. You gotta be healthy. You gotta stay healthy. And whatever the definition of health is to you, let it be what that is to you. But it's okay to eliminate external forces, and don't allow yourself to be validated or appeased by these external forces. You got to learn how to check in with yourself. You got to learn how to be with yourself. You got to learn how to shut the noise out and just truly be by yourself. That's what it is. You got to learn to be by yourself. Okay? You got to learn how to be your own motherfucking best friend. You got to learn how to be your own motherfucking lover. You got to learn how to be your own advocate. You got to learn how to speak up for yourself, because at the end of the day, all you have is you. So, queen, pick your crown up, dust it off, sit it on your head, sit in that throne. Keep your back up straight. Sip your orange juice and your water. Your alkaline water with some lemongrass and some cherries. Okay? Look in the mirror. Tell yourself that I am a queen. I am a queen. And I'm going to make it, and I'm going to get through this. And no matter how hard life is, I'm going to make sure that I don't make it any harder for myself. With that being said, cure yourself from Queen's disease. I'm Dream Nicole, y'all.